This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden will have more to say later today about the weekend attack by Hamas on Israel. At least 1,600 people have been killed in the war between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's striking downtown Gaza City and mobilizing 300,000 reservists as the war enters its fourth day. Israeli warplanes are pounding Gaza City, home to Hamas's centers of government, with relentless bombardments after the nation's prime minister vowed retaliation against the Islamic State group that would, he says, reverberate for generations. Israel military says it's found the bodies of roughly 1,500 Hamas militants in Israeli territory. As it's gained effective control in the south, it's not immediately clear if those numbers overlap with deaths previously reported by Palestinian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden's been interviewed as part of the special counsel investigation into his handling of classified documents. The president has said he didn't know he had classified documents in his Delaware home and a private office after he left public office when he was a senator and vice president. President Biden's trying again to provide student loan relief.
14 people chosen by the president will meet today in the first of three hearings to negotiate the details of a new student loan cancellation plan. Their goal is to guide the Education Department toward a proposal after the Supreme Court rejected Biden's first plan in June. The negotiators are all from outside the federal government, from loan servicers and state officials to the NAACP. Donna Warder, Washington.
Two people have died this week of bird flu in Cambodia. No Powerball winner last night. The jackpot's now $1.7 billion. This is AP News. The winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics has been studying women in the workforce.
The Nobel Prize in Economics goes to a Harvard professor who is a woman that studies women's equality in the labor market. Claudia Golden has won the Nobel Economics Prize for her research that advances understanding the gender gap in the labor market, something she says the U.S. was once the leader in.
Our labor force participation rate for women was the highest in the world, and now it isn't the highest in the world.
Golden found various factors for this after research spanning 200 years, mainly.
There are an interaction between what happens in the home and what happens in the labor market.
The 77-year-old is just the third woman to win the Nobel Economics Prize. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Montana Governor Ted Schwinden has died. He was 98. He was governor in the late 1980s. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.